Welcome to tonight's Citizens Climate University. It's a weekly webinar program of Citizens Climate Lobbies that provides CCL supporters like you and I with access to in-depth training opportunities on topics related to climate change and effective climate advocacy. I'm your host, and tonight joining me is the wonderful Ben Burrell and Ham Richards in starting a monthly calling campaign. Join CCL leaders from Texas for a training that will walk you through how to utilize a new tool their team has created to help generate calls across your district for your member of Congress to create a steady presence of political will for a livable world, as well as generate support for the Energy Innovation Act. So worthy goal that all of us would like to find out more about. And before I introduce our featured speakers tonight, joining Ben and Ham is David, I just have to say a quick moment of uplift. The sheer amount of hours that especially Ben, but Ben, Ham, and the whole team have put into this cannot be sung praise enough. They have dedicated their whole last year plus to making what we're debuting tonight possible. It has not been a painless process. It has been something that they have absolutely poured their blood, sweat, and tears into making happen. And I think that all of us joining live, as well as those listening in afterwards tonight, just want to underscore with full enthusiasm how darn grateful we are for your dedication and service in bringing this to our whole CCL network. So thank you for your leadership and vision in implementing this and making it a possibility. And with that, let me introduce our speakers tonight. So joining us, we have two wonderful gentlemen from Texas and Austin. Ben Burrell is a CCL volunteer in Austin and is devoted to the CCL approach because of its focus on solutions, compromise, and respectful communication. He's also been the primary driver behind the monthly Calling Congress tool, and will be walking us through that in just a moment. And joining him is the wonderful Ham Richards, who's been trained and has worked in mechanical engineering, aerospace engineering, and computing science throughout his career, having retired from the University of Texas at Austin's Department of Computer Sciences in 2006, Ham now devotes most of his free time to various activities in support of Citizens Climate Lobby as well. And with our gentleman from Texas, we have the wonderful David Mallets, a retired statistician who moved to Corvallis, Oregon 5 years ago to be closer to family and enjoy the beauty of the Pacific Northwest. David also spent a fair amount of time in Austin, so before tonight's call, we were reminiscing about those days. And 2 years ago, David joined CCL and serves as the congressional co-liaison for Oregon's District 4. And you'll hear about his story in using the monthly calling campaign tool in just a moment. But if we've done our job well, here is our pathway for the next 40 minutes ahead. We're going to talk about the background of the tool, its early origins, and why it was built. We'll have a chance then to examine how to make a call so you can understand the experience from a new user, as well as how then to run a calling campaign from the admin side. We'll then have a chance to pivot to talk about some success stories from the field and then highlight the support available after tonight for all of you to make sure that you know where to go and really getting up and running. With that, though, I will pass it to you, Ham, and we will get going in tonight's training. Thank you so much for joining us, everyone.
Okay. First question is, what's this all about? What is a monthly calling campaign? Well, the purpose of it is to show members of Congress that their constituents want action on climate change. It accomplishes this goal by generating a steady stream of phone calls through each member of Congress's office, expressing their constituents' desire for climate action. Now, by enlisting callers to make a single 5-minute call each month, the monthly calling campaign engages people who are reluctant to make an open-ended commitment to something like CCL, but do seek an activity to assuage their climate anxiety. In Minnesota's District 2, 14 months of monthly calls by about 100 volunteers transformed the member of Congress's position from "nobody in my district is concerned about climate change" to "when can you meet to explain to me about climate change?" A side benefit for CCL is that when CCL's liaison to a member of Congress asks for a meeting, the member of Congress's staffer knows that the liaison represents numerous concerned constituents. Next slide is about the tool. What does it do? Well, this current tool is a second generation system. It replaces Google Spreadsheets, Google Forms, and Google Docs with a far more robust automated system that's easier to use for both callers and administrators. Now, what does it actually do? Well, when a caller signs up, it records the caller's contact information. Then each month, it sends each caller a notification saying, it's your day to call, and here's the information you'll need. Obviously, the member of Congress's phone number and a selection of suggested talking points. Or, of course, the caller can make up their own. And finally, and most important, the ask. For example, please support HR 763. The tool also keeps a record of each caller's calling history, so we know who is called and who is not, or who has called but forgot to press the I called button. It reports all the calls that are reported to CCL, the typical field reporting. And it has an administrative interface that gives admins the instrumentation they need to keep the caller information up to date, encourage non-callers, ask whether they forgot to click that I made my call button.
So the tool that we've built has two kinds of people using it. And the first kind are the callers, the CCL volunteers, or the people that you meet at tabling events who aren't CCL volunteers, but they're concerned about climate change and want to do something. The people who are spending 5 minutes every month making a phone call to their member of Congress about climate change. So that's one set of people who are using the tool. And the other set of people using the tool are probably you, the person on this training tonight. The leaders within CCL who are admins using the tool to update the call-in guides that callers will use, update contact information for callers, do all of these administrative tasks. And so we're going to take a look at what people will experience both from the caller side. We're going to start with callers, and then after we look at that, from the administration side. So I'm going to share my screen, and we are on citizensclimatelobby.org. I'll actually go to the homepage, and you can visit this on your desktop computer or on your mobile device. And the key to signing up to be a caller in the monthly calling campaign is to go to Take Action and select Monthly Calling Campaign. Callers need to provide a little bit of information, their first name, last name, and how they would like to be contacted. So they can sign up to get their monthly call-in guide via a text message, by email, or by both. So I'm going to sign up real quick, and I need to select my congressional district. So I'm going to go ahead and just select this one in Alabama for the purposes of this demo. If the person who's signing up does not know their congressional district, then they can click this Find Your District link, which will open up the Find Your Representative tool in the US House website. So I've put in my data, and I will now register. And cool, I have registered to receive monthly calling reminders. Share my email inbox, and I've got my welcome email. So whenever a caller signs up, they will get a welcome email or text message that includes a just a brief introduction into the calling campaign and what is CCL. And we can also take a look at the call-in guide, which is linked here. One thing to note is that callers are randomly assigned a day throughout the month, and that is the day that they will get their notification. So I will be getting my notification on the third day of every month. And the reason why people are randomly assigned a day is so that we can evenly distribute calls over the entire month. So imagine now that it is the third of the month, and I have just gotten an email. It's time to call about climate change. And the most important part of this email is this big button in the middle, which is going to take me to my call-in guide. Okay, the call-in guide has several pieces of critical information. So the first one is it has the phone number of the office that I should call. And then it has a script with three sections. The first section is extremely important because it's in this section that I tell the person answering the phone that I am a constituent and that the issue that I'm calling about is climate change. This is important because whenever people answer the phone in these congressional offices, they are taking a tally of which issues people are calling about. And so we need to show them that there's a large number of people calling about climate change so that our tally goes up in that column. The next section is the talking point. And this is a tidbit of information which is interesting to the caller and to the person answering the phone. So, for example, this national security talking point says that the Pentagon has called climate change a threat multiplier. And so these talking points, we're going to review what makes a good talking point later on, but these are generally short and information, they provide useful information, and we update them monthly so that the calls stay interesting. The last section of the script is the request. And if you have ever taken a CCL training on effective lobbying, then you know that we always have a request. And so in this case, our request is that this representative becomes a co-sponsor of HR 763. And when we finished calling, I click this I call button. And by clicking this button, my call will get logged in the CCL database and field reporting will happen automatically. There's no extra work required. So I'll click that. When I'm taken to the thank you for calling page, I'll just give a preview of something that's coming in the future. Some people want to call all three of the elected officials that represent them. And so coming soon, they will have the option on this page to also call their other two senators. So that is the experience that callers will have from sign up through their monthly notification and call. So next I am going to share the admin experience. Admins are CCL leaders who are in communication with the liaison for their district. And the primary responsibility of admins is to make sure that the call-in guide stays up to date with fresh talking points and that the request is always relevant to the member of Congress that it's being made to. But there's also some other housekeeping work that is required on a less frequent basis. So the admin tool is located at admin.cclcalls.org. Any admin can be the admin for one or more districts, as well as their senators. Similarly, and it is possible for a district to be overseen by multiple admins. So there's a many-to-many relationship where we can have a lot of overlap in both directions. If you do decide to become one, you'll go to this page and you will click the sign up link, and you can fill out a form to request to become an admin. I am already one, so I'm going to go ahead and log in. And so this is the admin portal. I'm going to select Alabama 1 right now. And the first thing that I'll show, I'm going to start from the top on this this menu of functions. I'm going to start at Colin Script. So it's on this page that I can update my request for my member of Congress. So I can say, I'm going to change that to an exclamation point. And so this is really a critical page in terms of it being the place where you can change the public-facing message. So it's important to use that respectful, positive CCL communication style. And then here are talking points. And I can do things like change the order of the talking points on the script. So I'm going to move national security up to the top. I can also remove talking points. Let's say that there's a talking point that's been in the script for over a month, and it's now stale. So I'm going to remove this talking point. I can also add talking points. I've just been taken to a page called the Talking Points Library, and here you can see a library of every talking point that has ever been created by anybody using this tool. And they're available to use, so you don't have to always come up with your own, but I'll show in a moment how to come up with your own as well. But I really like this one about bipartisanship, and so I am going to add that to my script. Now I can see that one at the bottom of my script. So going back to the Talking Points library, if I have searched through and here are a set of, here's a search bar and a set of search filters. So let's say that there's one about the economy that I want to find and I don't see it. I can add my own talking point. And let's say that this is about the economy, the fishing industry. And so then that might only apply to certain coastal states. So I can adjust the scope of my talking point and make it about California and Oregon and Washington, perhaps. Or I could make it about, you know, just one particular congressional district in Oregon, let's say, one or two. So these are just different ways in which I can define the scope in which my talking point applies. So I'm actually not going to save that, but that should show how to search through the talking points and to find one and add it to your script, or to add a new one if you don't see what you need. The next tab in the admin tool is the call distribution tab. And this one, usually it won't get used. It can in certain cases. So an example would be if my representative is already supportive of HR 763, then I can say, I don't want to direct any phone calls from people in my district to my representative. I would rather have them go to my senators instead. So it's a way of defining the distribution of calls for people signed up in your district, where they will end up calling. The next tab is the callers tab. And so this tab is a way to look at the roster of people who have signed up to call in your district. And right now, it's just me. I'm the only one who signed up in this district. You can look at a few different things about each caller. You can see what their assigned day is and what their status is. So in this case, I'm actually paused, which means that I'm not receiving notifications right now. So let's go ahead, go into my details, and I'm gonna unpause myself, and I'm gonna save that. Okay, and so now I'm a blue smiley face, which basically means I recently called up, I recently signed up, and I haven't been asked to call yet. I can go ahead and send myself a notification manually. This is useful if you might need to troubleshoot. Maybe it's going into, the notification is going into somebody's spam folder instead of their inbox. But usually you won't need to use this for most people. The notifications will get sent automatically. But just for fun, I'm going to send myself one. And now you're going to see my status change. Okay, so I just recently got a notification, but I haven't made my call yet. There are a few more states, one of which is I have already made my call, and then another is I've missed my call for that month. I am not going to show those on this training, just in the interest of protecting the privacy of other people who have already signed up. Anyway, this is a way for you to review who is on your roster, who is active, who is inactive, and you can get the contact information using the details button if you want to encourage those people who are inactive. The next section is reports, and now I will switch to a different district. Okay, so this is the report for Texas 25, which is where I live. And this is basically just kind of for fun. It provides very high level overview of how you're doing. And so you can see that we've steadily grown the number of callers in my district. You can see that the activity in terms of number of calls is a little bit inconsistent. And we don't have full participation. One thing I'll just point out here for these 3 months where you see zero calls, that's actually, people were calling, that's actually showing zero calls because they were directed to call their senators for those months. We were experimenting with the call distribution functionality. So we did have activity. You can see that there are people who sign up with positive intentions, but don't make their call every month, and that's okay, but it is good to every now and then go check that caller tab and encourage people who've missed a few months. The next tab is the representative tab, and if your member of Congress changes, for example, we have elections coming up in November, and so some people might be retiring or might be voted out and replaced by a different candidate. So on a very infrequent basis, you will need to log into here and update the representative details as well as the phone number for their office. And then the final tab is the admin tab. And so this is a place where you can coordinate with other people. For example, here in the Austin area, we have districts that spread from Austin to Fort Worth or from Austin to Houston. And so that means that multiple chapters are in the same district. And so there might be somebody from Houston and somebody from Austin overseeing Texas 10, and they can take a look at the admins tab to see that they are both being admins for that district, and they can coordinate with each other using this tab. And I believe that's it.
So how do you go about recruiting callers? What seems to work? Well, you can start with members of your own chapter. You are meeting with them every month, presumably, or at least some of them, and you can sign them up as callers. And even more important, you can sign them up as monthly calling campaign recruiters. Send them out to recruit other people to become callers. The people you want to recruit or have them recruit are those who are sympathetic to the cause, but they're too busy to make an open-ended commitment. Some of them will find out that actually they weren't too busy to make an open-ended commitment, and they will join CCL. So much the better. At CCL tabling events, we have plenty of those. You can use monthly calling campaign posters and flyers. And at any sort of gathering, just meeting with friends or at a Rotary Club meeting or whatever, you can hand out monthly calling campaign business cards.
Let's talk about what a success story case study looks like.
Okay, great. So, my name is Dave Mallett, and I live in Corvallis, Oregon. We're in Oregon's District 4, which is Representative DeFazio's district. We have three chapters in our district, and the chapter I'm in is in Corvallis. And I am one of the co-liaisons for our district. Another chapter, a member of our Corvallis chapter, is the other liaison. We share the role. Her name is Teresa Welch, and back in June, at the conference, she heard about the monthly calling campaign, Project Grand Canyon, which was called then. It sounded like a great idea, and as soon as the tools became available, we decided to get signed on. I volunteered to become the administrator because I'm sort of more computer savvy, I guess. But I just really want to emphasize from my point of view anyway, that it's very easy to be an administrator. It doesn't require any particular computer skill, as you saw in the walkthrough of the tool, the administrator tool. And it also doesn't really require very much time at all, especially once you get your initial talking points set up. There's really not a lot to do other than to update them periodically. So I'm going to talk about how we developed our talking points. I'm also going to talk about how we've why it seems to be successful for our district, and also some of the benefits of participating in the project. So as far as the talking points go, of course, as was Ham mentioned, you want the talking points to be relevant to your member of Congress. So, if you are not the liaison, you really should coordinate with your liaison to find out how to, what topics you should touch on in the talking points. But since Teresa and I were both liaisons, that was pretty easy for us. We have tried to keep our talking points, as was shown, there's the parts that you need to write are, or or customize are the three talking points and also the ask. And in all cases, we've tried to keep those talking points and the ask really short, like one sentence each. And the reason for that is that we know from our member Congress's office that the staffers are super busy. When they get a phone call about an issue, they really just want to know what is the issue and what is your stance on it. And they, as I think Ham mentioned, they tally that in a database and share it with the member of Congress. So there's really not a reason to, in our point of view, to make lengthy talking points that really get into the policy weeds. You just keep it short and to the point. That seems to make it easier for the caller and for the staffer. We also have adopted the idea of, in all three talking points and in the ask, making sure that the phrase HR 763 Energy Innovation Act is in there, so that there's no doubt about the staffer when they hear you talking about why you're calling and what the issue is. A suggestion that I have is that when you write your talking points, go ahead and read them aloud and see how they sound. You know, you want something that's sort of natural language sounding, not stilted, because it makes it easier on the caller to read the script and make it sound conversational rather than something that's, more appropriate for writing. Talk now about caller recruiting, the way we did it. Basically, we started with our chapter. We asked people in our chapter to volunteer after we explained what we were trying to do. We also had conversations with the other two chapters in our district, which are both in the Eugene area. And they were both interested in it as well. And they also have been following the same pattern of talking to their chapter members and getting them enlisted. Also, it's a great thing to promote when you're doing tabling. There are some, the business cards have been great. And also there's additional materials, posters and so forth that you can download you can use to promote the campaign. And also we've made it a topic of our chapter meetings every month. We go over the progress, the number of callers we have and the number of calls we've made, and trying to encourage people to come up with ideas for enlisting more callers. So turning on now, why has this been successful? I think first of all, it's been successful in our district because it's really easy. It literally takes no more than 5 minutes a month, probably less than that, for a caller to make their call and to get signed up. So it's a super easy thing to do. Having a script to read, I think, makes newcomers less and more comfortable. There's less discomfort having a script in front of you. You know what to say. You don't have to be worried about being put on the spot. Keeping the script short, I think, helps. And finally, making it a chapter priority and keeping it on your chapter's agenda, I think, is an important thing to make sure that you keep getting more callers. Finally, what about the benefits of participating in the program? Well, obviously, the biggest benefit is if you can influence your member Congress. That's the primary reason, but there are others as well. First of all, it's a great way to engage new volunteers. It's an easy on-ramp for them to get involved in volunteering and doing things with your chapter. It's a morale booster for chapter members. They can, feel like, wow, we really got something done, and that was really easy. And it encourages them to commit to other volunteer opportunities in your chapter. And finally, in our case, with having a district with three chapters, it's helped our chapters all work together, which is a good thing.
Hi, thank you so much, David. That was a perfect rendition for really what the on-the-ground experience is within the district and how you guys have generated such success within Corvallis in District 4. So thank you for joining us tonight. But let's get to an important point here, too. I'll just share a couple of slides, pass it to Ham for one last one, and then we'll go to the phones. But that largely is supporting you ahead. So what are you going to have in terms of your support network after tonight, or if you're listening in and really knowing how to get started after this webinar? So on the staff side of things, CCL is going to provide three things to make sure that you have what you need. We're going to continue through primarily the point of contact, Jamie DeMarco, CCL State Level Carbon Pricing Coordinator, to provide oversight. So Jamie's going to make sure to vet new admin applications. If you have somebody in your district that wants to get up and running, he's going to run through the appropriate channels and make sure that that person is set to go and ready to take on that leadership and has the approval of your state and regional coordinator. We're going to have the chance to also provide consistency and support with CCL's communication and style. So we're going to look through and make sure to do an examination of those talking points, make sure that everything is in line with CCL's messaging guidance, and also from the DC perspective, be able to strategically know what kinds of conversations might be most beneficial to happen with specific districts and have those reflected in the call scripts for those key districts. And then we also want to make sure to highlight that if you are in an area that doesn't have a local admin, if you are in an unmanaged district is what we're calling that, you still can participate in the monthly calling campaign. You do not have to sit out until you can find somebody to be an admin. You will still get the script. You will still get the main ask. And we will make sure to help provide that support for those districts as well. So moving forward, one other key distinction that I wanted to highlight is if you're joining us tonight or you're listening in and you are part of what has been called the Dialing Congress campaign up until this point, know two things. One of which is moving forward, CCL is going to be encouraging new campaigns to utilize the monthly calling Congress tool described that we've had this whole webinar on. However, if you're engaged already in Dialing Congress campaign with that Google form setup, it's up to you to decide which tool is the best fit for your group. We're still going to provide that support in the form of a PDF document if you'd like to even have a Dialing Congress campaign approach initiated in your district. And we also know that change takes time, you know, so be empowered, please, on the local level to keep using that Dialing Congress campaign or make the switch immediately to monthly calling campaign, as Ham so eloquently laid out at the very beginning, on whatever time frame sets up your group for success. And so what we've had on this slide here, and we have in the training page, is just a quick comparison of some of the strengths and current limitations of each. If you have a Dialing Congress campaign, know that that currently does allow you the flexibility to set up a call for all three of your members of Congress at once. It does provide you some flexibility to coordinate across just one district for more of a statewide focused program, as well as the chance, just like the monthly calling campaign, to customize your welcome message and your monthly reminder system. But the field reporting is done by the local admin manually. That doesn't happen automatically. The monthly calling campaign on this side of things right now currently does provide that monthly field reporting automatically. It provides a very smooth automated way for constituents to sign up in your district and sign up independent of you even being aware of them through that tool that CCL is hosting. It currently does focus on one congressional office at a time. But again, Ben and Ham have highlighted that there are plans to eventually move that to calling all three offices. And currently even you can weight the distribution so the different callers are calling each one of those three individually. Both, however, provide the benefit for your chapter to engage in an organized, strategic local campaign with an easy action to create an important local goal and also enhance your outreach on the grassroots and grasstops level with some calls to action for individuals throughout your district. So again, overall, decide which tool is the best fit for your group. And also know that if you are ready to make the switch, you can email, and this is spelled out here in the slide, your list from the Dialing Congress campaign to feedback@cclcalls.org. And that monthly calling campaign admin is going to help do the hard, heavy lifting of uploading your contacts to the new tool. So we're already providing you an off-ramp if you so take it. So with that, Ham, I'll pass it back to you, and then we'll go to the phones.
The last question is, what do you do now? What are the next steps? Well, the first step, of course, is to sign up as a monthly calling campaign caller. Look in the Citizens Climate Lobby homepage, click the Take Action menu, and in that menu, select Monthly Calling Campaign. Another thing you can do, this one's optional, of course, is to sign up as a monthly calling campaign administrator. You need to coordinate with your district's liaison before you do that. You sign up at admin.cclcalls.org. You'll have to be approved before you actually become an administrator, because you'll be responsible for editing talking points, otherwise known as scripts, and it'll have to be confirmed that you're in touch with your liaison. You can also join the CCL Community Support Group for monthly calling campaign admins. And finally, go out and recruit callers. And that's all we have.
All right. Well, with that, thank you again, Em. Thank you so much, Ben. And with that, please feel free to follow up tonight after our call with any questions to one of two places. You're welcome to use our forums, and you're welcome to write your question to feedback@cclcalls.org.
All of the code that goes into this project is open source, and there have been contributions by 6 volunteers on this project. And so if you have technically minded people in your chapters, or if you are one, feel free to use that contact email that Brett is displaying right now. You can use that and say that you're interested in helping out, and we'll get you plugged in.
And with that, we are at the top of the hour. We are so thankful for all of you joining tonight, and just a huge round of applause again. I know there's been many hands making light the work, but Ben Borrell has been our fearless leader behind making this happen.
Yay, Ben.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Citizens Climate Lobby's training program. You can tune into more episodes anywhere podcasts are available. Inspired by what you heard today? Join Citizens Climate Lobby to advocate for bipartisan climate solutions. Go to community.citizensclimate.org to find more trainings, resources, your local chapter, national action teams, discussion forums, and more. Be sure to like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter and Instagram @CitizensClimate. We also invite all of our listeners to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more inspiration. And together, we are creating the political will for a livable world.